It's sometimes called the mother of all poisons. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You can't taste arsenic, and you can't smell it. That's what made it the poison of choice for centuries.
In fact, during the Middle Ages, it was called the succession powder.
Jerome Nuriagu is a professor emeritus of public health at the University of Michigan.
That's the way people got rid of the kings and queens if they wanted to become the king or queen themselves.
So arsenic in very high doses can kill you. But arsenic is a naturally occurring element, and doctors and scientists like Nuriagu are working hard to understand how arsenic affects us today. This week, we're bringing you a special five-part series called Michigan's Silent Poison, in partnership with the Center for Public Integrity and the public radio show Reveal. Renee Thompson and her family were sick for 3 years without having any idea why.
I became very ill. My children and my husband, we all became very ill after we moved into the house that we had in Ortonville.
Thompson had recently given birth to her third child, Danica.
My son, who was six at the time, six, seven, he started to have severe chest pains. My older daughter had headaches. My husband had GI bleeding. I became very fatigued, a lot of headaches, skin problems.
12 different doctors examined her family. They were tested for cancer, lupus, all kinds of things. But the results were all negative. Finally, Thompson saw the 13th doctor.
What I have to tell you is a real detective story, and it's a case of arsenic poisoning.
Dr. Edward Adler is an internal medicine doctor at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. He says the symptoms of arsenic poisoning can mimic a lot of other things, so it's hard to diagnose.
I thought, well, what tests hadn't been done, and I wondered about the possibility of heavy metal poisoning.
So he ordered a 24-hour urine arsenic test. When the results came back, Thompson's arsenic level was right at the edge of what was considered normal at the time. But Adler felt it was still just too high.
So I talked with her about it and said, gosh, you know, the arsenic level sounds like it's higher than it should be. Where could this have come from?
I got on the internet and I started researching how you get arsenic in your body and found out that it was in the groundwater. We then checked the water in the house and found that we had high levels of arsenic in our well water.
Her family stopped drinking the well water. Thompson says within 2 weeks, they started to feel better.
Oh, it's such a sense of relief. You go through all of that and you're so sick and your kids are sick and you watch them suffer and you just, you know, let me know what it is so that whatever it is, I can deal with it and fix it. It was exciting for me with the family that there was hope because I had no hope before that.
Today, Thompson and her family live in a different house, and they still drink well water, but they have a reverse osmosis system to take out the arsenic. This happened 20 years ago, in the 1990s. But the arsenic problem in Michigan has not gone away. In certain parts of Michigan, especially in the Thumb, if you're on a private well, you could have elevated levels of arsenic in your water. Michigan is one of several states with unusually high arsenic levels in groundwater. A simple test can tell you whether your well water is above the federal drinking water standard. You want to test that water because arsenic has been linked to several kinds of cancer and other serious health effects. You can learn how to test your well on our website, michiganradio.org. This story was reported in partnership with David Heath from the Center for Public Integrity. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.